Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio, Apple, Spotify, YouTube. You know the deal. It's the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Quite a rocky beginning here. This is about the fifth time I've done this intro, but we've got a great show for you. It's the Christmas spirit, and I'm going to turn the camera around. There she is with her antlers, as is an annual tradition, everybody's favorite horror writer and apparently reindeer, Nicole Sachs.
Hello. They wouldn't let me play their games.
I don't blame them. It's the holiday season.
It is, and I'm on the naughty list. But as I saw today in a meme, you could have one day of presents or you could have 364 days of fun if you're on the naughty list. So I think the naughty list is better.
I have a feeling you might get some gifts this year.
I might.
You know, I think you get more gifts when you're naughty.
I think you might be right about that.
But as I said last week, this week we have two of our A-plus great guests.
Yes.
Every single time they're on, it's an amazing show.
I can't wait.
We've never been on together.
It's going to be so good.
Yes, it is. And that's because we have the most interesting person in the world. We have probably the two most interesting people in the world. There's the number one, I would say. There she is. You know her. Dancer, burlesque dancer, I, you know, foot model, actress, everything, you know, just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And grinder, just
contortionist. Pole dancer.
Hyphenate.
Yeah.
Hyphenate.
Seamstress.
Yeah. So that, well, we're going to talk about the seamstress as I was looking at that. It's Sin Twisted.
Yes.
Hi, Sin.
Hi.
Oh, it's always a highlight when you're on the show.
I love doing this show.
And you know what? Because you were supposed to do my birthday show in November.
Yes.
That didn't end up happening. And I really appreciate you coming on or offering to come on. And you've come on to do what you've never done on the Dark Mark Show.
Yeah.
And I we've done so many things. Let me see if I can go over the list. You've shot sparks from your breasts.
While singing the national anthem.
Singing the national anthem.
On the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July. You've done the splits and contorted. You sat on somebody's arm. You tied up Melrose Larry Green and made him, you did some humiliating stuff to him. And there's so many things.
I did a cake smash with my feet for the anniversary show and ate it off my feet.
Yes, yes. You ate cake with your feet. There's all sorts of things.
You did splashing.
You've done everything. What else is there left to do? Wait till you see. It's going to be amazing. And, you know, we're probably going to get to a little foot talk before that because you know who likes feet.
Oh, yeah.
He's here, an annual tradition, and we love to have him. He's lost a lot of weight, and he looks great. Look. But he still has the rosy cheeks. There he is, Santa Claus.
Hello there.
Santa, you're here every year, and we love it.
So nice to be here. I enjoy being here with the Dark Mark Show and seeing all the guests that you have and just enjoying myself and seeing people on the naughty list. Good girls get presents. Naughty girls get everything else.
Well, we're going to find out if Sin and Nicole have been naughty and nice later in the show. But you've done a lot on the show now. How Santa Claus became one of our favorite guests is 10 years ago, when Josie Cat was the host, she said, I said, who do you want for the Christmas show? She said, I want a sexy guy. I want a sexy guy for the Christmas show. So I put a Craigslist ad, and who answered the ad but Santa Claus? And you had to see the look on her face when he walked in. Oh, my God. She was so excited.
I am a sexy Santa more than you realize.
Oh, we'll talk about that. But then the next year, we had you on with the adult film star, Cindy Starfall. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I remember each and every show that we did.
Right. And then I took a hiatus on the show for a couple of years when I moved to New Orleans and Las Vegas. But I came back for a special show with you and the late, great Kitten Natividad.
Yep.
She was a magnificent person to meet, and I'm so happy I had a chance to meet her.
Right.
She was excellent.
People love that photo, too. Like, that's one of my most popular Christmas photos.
As you and Kitten Natividad. Oh, yeah.
All of us. The four of us. Yeah. People
I'm
really
gonna
love
have
that.
To, I'm going to have to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll get closer to the mic.
Yes, please. Yeah, no, the picture of us was great. And then, but yeah, so, yes. You're right next to the mic.
I'm next to the mic.
Okay, great. So then it was a couple years, pandemic hit, but then we had you on with my favorite porn star, Ella Darling.
Ella Darling was a lovely young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely young lady. I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with her and being on the show with her.
And she sat on your lap. And by the way, there's always some sort of spanking things that tend to happen. So we'll see what happens tonight. But I have pictures of you spanking Ella Darling. Those are very, everybody likes that. And then
I like it too.
as you do. And then a couple years ago, we had you on with Mara Domina.
Yes, that was probably the most interesting because that went into a direction that I was not familiar, but I now am. As you say, I have.
We got Santa to switch is basically what happened. Because Santa got spanked.
Mara Domina is a dom who also she uses her feet in her entertainment as well, and so it was a very foot forward show.
Yes,
it was. She probably put her best foot forward more than once.
Yes, and that was and these are all on YouTube. You can check them out. And then last year, we had you on with Andy Dick's ex-fiance and Howard Stern show regular Eliza Giordana.
Yes, that was quite interesting.
Yes.
It was different. It was a different kind of show, for sure.
It was different. Sometimes they go the direction you expect, and sometimes they just go straight off into the ether.
And she live streamed the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and her live stream was very popular.
Yes.
Very popular. Now, I said to Andy Dick, and you shuddered, so...
What's
your Andy Dick story?
Long sigh and eye roll. You can hear that from across the room.
Oh, yes. So what's your Andy Dick story? Because we all have one.
Oh, yeah, we all have
We've all seen his dick. Except for Santa. But Santa knows everything.
I've had, I want to say, two, possibly three encounters with Andy Dick. But mm-hmm. one of them, I didn't even know what was happening until mm-hmm. after. So I was performing with Devil's Playground Burlesque.
Okay.
And we were doing our big show at the Fonda Theater.
Like, oh, okay.
We sold it out, wow. Star Girls Burlesque. And wow. I was performing as R2-D2. I'm on stage performing. I do my performance, mm-hmm. pole dancing, contortion, whatever. And
if people don't know, you are able to contort your body to get into a little R2-D2
costume.
Yeah, so
they built a prop R2-D2 unit, and I actually come out of inside the R2 unit. So when all the lights are off real quick, I jump in there, and then my music starts, and mm-hmm. the light's on, and I pop out of it.
I've seen it.
And there was a lot of commotion after I got off stage and ran to the dressing room. I was also having like an asthma attack. I couldn't breathe. It was really hot. It was mm-hmm. a lot. And then everyone's like, did you know what happened? Did you hear what happened? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, you know how Andy Dick is here tonight. And I said, yes. They're like, he tried to walk on your set while you were performing.
Oh, no, that's a no-no.
And I was like, really? They're like, he was backstage and he was literally trying to walk and security's pulling him off your stage.
Mm. He's so crazy.
that tends to happen a lot.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I was just, the fact that he's, you know.
If he was dressed as C-3PO, that'd be one thing, but he wasn't.
Yeah, and also, it's just like, if I don't know someone is there, I am so all over the place when I perform and I'm in my complete own headspace.
Oh, of course.
So if I'm going to have, you know, more bodies on the stage with me, I need to know ahead of time and we mm-hmm. have to coordinate so I'm not accidentally like kicking you in the head while I'm doing a spin.
Right. Right.
So, but
although
yeah,
Santa's looking like, yeah, that I kind of like that.
Pretty fun. Although I do want to shout out to security because they're the unsung heroes of things we do.
Yeah.
They save us from a lot of crazy people.
They create so many safe spaces for us.
People suddenly decide that they want to be part of your show and it just does not work.
So when was the last time that happened to you, Santa?
It's happened to me a few times. Typically, security comes in and just grabs them. I don't even... The really good security people, you never see.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good thing about them. They see something about to happen. They take care of it. You're just doing your show. You don't really know that you've been saved.
Right.
If they weren't there, you would have had to, you know, punch the guy out yourself.
Yeah, who would try to bum rush Santa Claus?
The Grinch.
Yes. Yeah.
Assholes.
And that too. But typically the Grinch or people who think they're the Grinch. Or,
now, is there a good story where somebody was like, you know, I know that, you know, security may have gotten them, but somebody was just trying to, who are these people?
Well, they want to jump the line.
Oh.
And it's not nearly as exciting as I'd like to make it be, but they try to jump the line or cut the line with their kids or they cut the line
because
they're too cool for school. Or they want to come up and pull your beard to see if it's real.
Right.
So, you know, they walk up and you just tell them, no, that's it's cool for the kids, but it's not so cool for you. And then they reach out and they grab one and they show a hair to their friends. Look, it's a real beard. And the next thing you know, they're picking themselves up off the ground.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't mess with Santa.
So you don't. You don't mess with the Lion King. You don't mess with Santa.
He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
That's the creepy part of Santa. I do know when you're sleeping.
Yes. So, and so, what are the other Andy Dick stories? So that happened.
That happened, and God, it was so long ago, and I honestly forgot who I was with, but I think they were selling blow.
Andy Dick. Don't.
Well, I think I was with Stanton LaVey at the time.
Okay.
And I was hanging out with him, and then we had to make a stop real quick. And he's like, "Oh, we're going to Andy Dick's." I'm like, "Okay." So we arrived at Andy Dick's apartment.
Stanton LaVey and Andy Dick doing coke. Go say it ain't so.
And then Andy grabs me. He's like, "You got to meet my girlfriend." I'm like, "Okay." He takes me to this bedroom, and there's like a naked woman just like trying to sleep and like don't want to be bothered. And he's like, "Oh, here, meet my friends." And she's like, and I'm like, "Oh."
That's got
it. Well, and I was like, "Nice meeting you." I kind of shook her hand and like walked out because I could clearly tell that she didn't want to be in. I don't know. She's nude, vulnerable, not wanting to meet strangers, let alone having strangers in the bedroom with her. That's just a weird scenario. I'm putting myself in her shoes. I was like, shake hands.
Of course.
Okay, nice meeting you. And I'm going to just step away.
Yeah. I mean, that's
privacy, because this is awkward for everybody involved.
But that's what he revels in, especially if it's fucked up. But it's even more surreal because I'm sure it went more like this. "Oh my God, you got to come to my bedroom and see my girlfriend." Yeah,
he was already on one and up for a few days. You could tell.
Yeah. So,
that's my long sigh and big eye roll.
Yeah, no, because I've told.
He's just a hot mess. He's not even really that hot. He's just a mess.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, he's talented. And I told the story last year. Yes. I've done shows with him when he's sober, when he's been in rehab.
Oh yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah,
and I've seen him when he's
He's not.
Yeah,
you know,
when he's like fucked up, he's a mess. And, he showed me his dick, all this.
Yeah.
Hey, look at my dick.
I always have the same Andy Dick story, which was I was at Loaded, if you even remember that place. And I was on a date with a guy, and Andy Dick kept trying to grab his dick. Like, my date is a twink, you know, because I date, like, those feminine guys. And Andy Dick was just, like, all about it and kept trying to grab my date's dick over and over again.
Right.
To the point that I grab Andy Dick's hand. And I start holding it in my date's lap and just laughing with him until he finally goes away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he was almost a guest on the show because I went for my, I think, 8th or 9th anniversary.
He's very outrageous.
But I went to his website. I went to his website and he gave me his number. I still have his number. We can call him on air if you'd like. But and so he was like... he's like, "Oh my God, I remember you. I'll do your stupid show for $500. I'm like, "Yeah, let me get back to you. I'll get back to you."
Call my people, call your people.
Right. So, we were talking before the show.
Yes.
You were impressed with how white Santa's beard is, and you want to know how you get a beard that looks that.
Look, it's as white as it is.
That is very impressive. Very white. Yes.
Isn't that a beautiful white beard?
Because it's it's a real beard.
It's real. If you pull it, it's real.
Sin,
look at it and tell it.
Really. Sin, if you would like to pull it, you can, I think.
Wait. No. Oh, that's nice. Oh, and it's so soft.
He takes very good care of it.
Oh, yeah.
We know how that's done.
There's this
old lady purple shampoo and purple conditioner.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. When I used to bleach my hair blonde, I use a lot of blue and purple to kind of cut out the brass and copper color.
Let me tell you, though, it is not inexpensive.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Totally worth it.
It's not,
totally
well,
worth it.
Well, it was worth it for just that moment there. But
absolutely.
Now, what were you going to say, Sin? You were...
I forgot.
Okay.
I got derailed.
Okay, his beard was so mesmerizing that you could not. So you.
Thank you, ADHD.
No, that's okay.
That's all it takes.
Keep the squirrels out of here, right?
Exactly.
There's so much to you that how was your birthday? Because you had a birthday last week.
My birthday was in
December.
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius.
Right.
Yeah.
And
the birthday was great. I celebrated for almost like a week long. I had to work at the Swingers Club.
Oh, how was that? Having the birthday of the Swingers Club.
That was great. Yeah. No, I usually like dress in theme, and I've been wearing a mask since we reopened.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just in contact with so many people, I just can't. I don't want to risk getting sick, let alone getting COVID again.
The airborne germs at the Swingers Club, I can only imagine.
Well, the thing is, it's very loud, mm-hmm. the music, so a lot of times they can't hear me and I can't hear them, so we have to lean in next to each other.
Right.
Right.
And I always have to tell people, yell at me, but don't yell at me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, in mm-hmm. order to, like, get everything done properly.
Right.
And so me and my partner came in a couple hours early before my shift, and we fucked around. And I told him ahead of time, because he's gone to the club a couple times, and I told him ahead of time, you know, I think, because my shift starts at midnight, and my birthday starts at midnight,
mm-hmm.
so I was like, I'm just going to do my whole shift naked. He's like, okay, so I wore like this cage body harness,
mm-hmm.
but no bra, no chones, anything like that.
Oh, wow.
And, no mask that night either.
I was like,
you know what, people get to see you get to see my face tonight.
Not so, just your face.
Yeah, everything. So, because a lot of people always, why are you wearing masks? Why are you wearing masks? They never ask me, why are you not naked?
Right.
So,
well, it's also in Orange County, and Orange County was one of the places that didn't enforce mask laws.
Orange County?
Yeah. Oh, isn't
No, no, she's talking about the Foot Knights. You were at the Swingers Night.
I thought they were both in Orange County. That's my bad.
Oh, no.
So, where's the Swingers Night? I see you advertise for it.
The Swingers is, like, on Whittier, kind of East LA, but not East LA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought they were the same place.
They've had multiple different locations, and since I have been volunteering for them within the past, like, 7.5 years or so, this is their third location.
Okay. Well, I hear it's a younger, hotter crowd.
It's... Mm-hmm. Very diverse, I have to say that.
Okay.
So it's not a younger, hotter crowd. That's why you're...
No, as far as, like, there's younger crowds, there's younger people there, there's older people, there's, like, all...
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, like, race and music and everything, too, it's just kind of, like, all over the place.
Okay.
Right.
So when people... You know, I had someone who was following my social media for a while, and he was wanting to go in, and we finally had a night... they do it every once in a while, where they have a night where single men are allowed.
Okay.
And I let them know. I said, hey... Come in that night. I'm working. I'm at that bar night, that night. Come in. So he.
Of course, they have to pay 10 times more than everybody else.
No, not necessarily. No.
Well, at the swingers clubs I've been to, it's like couples $20, guys, single guys $60.
Oh, the couples alone are $120. So.
Okay. See, I have a.
I went to the 99 right cent store swingers
but
club.
Before I get derailed, so he came in. And he had a really good time, but prior to that, he was just like, oh, what's the age range? There's a lot of younger girls there. And I was like, there's a lot of everything there,
mm-hmm.
you know? So if you're looking for something in particular, it's going to be there. If you're looking for tall girls, short girls, skinny girls, heavier girls, any ethnicity, abilities, you know? Mm-hmm. And he showed up. And he had a great time, and before he left, he said goodbye, and I said, did you have fun? And he's like, I got squirted on 3 times. I had a great time. I'm like, well, there you go. You're all worried about not, you know, finding what you were looking for, and he had a very, very good time coming to the club.
If he only got squirted on twice, maybe that would have been disappointing.
I've seen, like, 2 guys right now, and one of them really wants us to be a throuple. So I was thinking about maybe bringing him to one of your events, but if it's $120, I don't think he wants it that bad.
Yeah.
But I think he would want it that bad. I think it's worth it because it sounds like this is something,
he's very passionate about it.
A lot of, you know, I got introduced to this whole scene in my early 30s, and now I'm in my mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who took me, I'm very grateful for them because they were such a safe space for me to be introduced to this in mm-hmm. a variety of different ways. And they were a voyeur. So they loved me seeing me with other good-looking men, which was great for me because I wanted to explore multiple partners.
By the way,
someone getting offended or butthurt, you know.
That they don't call that a voyeur; they call that a human being.
So he took me to multiple different swingers events, and some mm-hmm. of them were in people's homes, and some of them were in the back of porn shops. And this one is a club setting. It's a very, very large venue. It's got a DJ. It's got a big dance floor. It's got 2 stripper poles. There's a bar area. There's VIP booths. There's mm-hmm. a pool table. There's also an indoor smoking area and a whole upstairs and downstairs area.
I'm laughing. I'm like, yeah, you go to a swingers club, you start playing fucking nine ball. I mean, I bet they do.
They do it naked, and I've seen people fuck on the pool table.
Well, that I can see, obviously.
Chuckling, and I'm just like, there's one couple that's always there, and I'm like, you fucking on the pool table tonight? And they're like, we'll see. And they always end up fucking on the pool table.
No, I would fuck on the pool table. I get that at a swingers club, but it's like, hey, you want to rack them up and play some nine ball?
It's a great way to break the ice. When you walk into someone's home and it's a singles thing, you as a woman, you feel all eyes on you and you feel like you're expected to fuck every person there.
Right.
It's very uncomfortable. I've also had some pretty erotic games at pool.
And,
oh, I have too.
And exactly for me, I cheat. I fucking get my titties in there.
Yeah, I've done some bending over. Yeah,
exactly.
Stuff.
You know what I'm talking about. It's a swingers club and you're trying to meet other couples, it's a great way. Well, let's play teams. Yes. You know, and then she's bending over for their partner. You know, it's a great introduction without all this pressure. That's one of the main reasons why I really liked that club of all the different settings that I went to, because it was such less pressure.
Right.
We can go have a dance, have a drink at the bar, go downstairs, fuck around, play with some other people, come back, have another drink, dance a little more, maybe play some pool. Right. Like, it's just very relaxed. Yeah. As with a home setting or a porn club setting, feels very like everything's kind of, there's a lot of pressure. Well, especially when you walk in the door and you see every man staring at you. You know, well, it's just like, I'm not fucking all of you.
No, the couple times I've been to swingers clubs, I was with a girl, and yeah, I could see that. Like, there's just guys sitting there just like hovering around, like, you know. But,
and because this is done in, they have like a whole loophole type thing. Everything's done within the law. It's BYOB, so that's why they're open till 5 a.m. So, and when people get curious about, you know, so what's it like there as far as like the couples? And I always explain to them, every couple's dynamic is different. Some people are voyeurs, some are exhibitionists, some treat it as an after hours when regular clubs and bars close.
Right.
And some people are there for like the full swinging and swap, and I've seen full-on orgies happen. And everyone's dynamic is different, and it's one of the few clubs where you, as a woman, can vocalize and say, no, I'm not interested, and they will back the fuck away.
That's good.
Well, they should always do that.
But they never do. You go outside that kind of setting. For me, I see that not, this is just my perspective and my opinion, but people who are in the swinging community or non-monogamy are more likely to have these types of conversations, less insecurity, less jealousy. So when you create a boundary with them, there is no getting upset or defensive or calling you a slut or a whore because I don't want to bang you. You know, it's like, sorry, we're not playing tonight. It's like, oh, okay. You know, do you mind if we watch? Yeah, sure, watch. You know,
do you like
your
when
boundaries
people
are more your boundaries are more respected.
Do you like people watching you?
I don't mind people watching me.
But do you like it?
I don't really.
Do you get off on it?
Really, no, I don't get off on it.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No, I don't mind people watching.
I have, when I do have threesomes, I like to, I like girls and guys. So I do like to have some physical contact with the girl, but I really enjoy being able to watch the girl and my partner. Like, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Because it gives me you're seeing your partner go through ecstasy, and it's a way you don't get to look at them when you're having sex with them. And I just like it.
True.
I think
it's a different POV.
It's a different point of view. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of erotic pool games, I dated a 67-year-old personal trainer when I lived in Vegas, and we went to her house, and she did the erotic pool thing. She wore a real short skirt. She's bending over.
You're sitting there chuckling when I say pool table. Well, the reality is, it's a very good way to flirt.
I've had erotic pool.
Yeah, to flirt and kind of like, you know, play a little bit and kind of get the mood set.
Yeah, she was bending over, and her tits were hanging out, you know, because she's 67. So. And then she's like, you want to go to the bedroom? I'm like, oh, yeah. And then she's like, well, first let me show you some pictures of my grandkids. So, Santa, do you have any swinging experience? I didn't want to leave you out of this conversation.
Vicariously enjoying this conversation immensely.
Oh, there's more to come.
Immensely. Yes.
But I know you've done some naughty things. You did a thing at Lion's Den once, and
a commercial for Lion's Den, yes. That was very interesting and was fun, and it's no longer up, so I can't bring it up to look at it.
Right.
Toys wrapped up very tightly. So when I said, wow, look at this, you can certainly tell what it was.
Right.
So
that reminds me. Now, I've seen, especially it always comes out this year, And I'm not saying you personally are involved, Santa, but there is a lot of Santa porn.
There is. You buy a Santa hat, take off the rest of your clothes, and it's Santa porn.
Yes. No, but the first porno movie I ever rented myself, it was a recommendation from a friend at work. It was called Merry Xmas. I don't know if you're familiar with this one.
Xmas is good, yeah.
Yeah, Merry Xmas. And it was Santa Claus's daughter. And she had an elf. And that was the best part. She would fuck all these guys in the elf. And the elf was a voyeur. So he's like, fuck her, fuck her in the ass. Fuck her, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her brains out. And
then, producing everything.
Yeah, but it's usually for research for the show. It's not for my personal. When I go on Pornhub or something, I see there's all these Santa porns.
There is. Unfortunately, typically they're portrayed as fat, older, white gentlemen.
Well, I wonder why.
Point. Yeah, I wonder why too. That's okay to a point. The elves are good. The elves are not nearly as promiscuous as you would like them to be.
Oh, do tell,
Santa.
I can
tell you that, yes. They're not nearly as. However, there is a small group. I do like the pool table thing because on the pool table, now there are 7, 8, maybe 9 holes on the pool table instead of just the 6 that come with it.
That's right. They've evolved the pool table.
I do like that, yes. Yeah. But the elves are pretty much a quiet group.
Right.
A little bit of libation kind of helps with that, but you need to be careful with elves because they're small, so it doesn't take much before they go from being an elf to being a little bit fun to being passed out.
Right, because they have a small tolerance.
A very small tolerance. You must be very careful with what you let them have and allow them to have.
Now, there haven't been elf orgies at the North Pole, have there?
No, not that I've been invited to. Yeah, so it's one of those things that it's kind of quiet and
elves only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll bet Mrs. Claus was invited.
Yeah, Mrs. Claus is busy making cookies, so he doesn't have.
That's what she tells you.
That's what she calls it.
I do want to get back to one point that was raised a little while ago.
Okay.
$120. That's chump change. All right.
Yes.
Just chump change.
To go to a swingers club that's in just going to be performing at?
I mean, I'll run it by him, but yeah. No, I'm fine with being in.
I have a free VIP.
Oh, okay.
Couples pass card.
I'll talk to him about that.
Free is better than 120.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. I think he would say yes.
But also, so
I think Santa wants the address too. So
you just reminded me. So circling back again.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a club environment. So they pay, they have a DJ. They have VIP barrels. So if you want to get a VIP booth, they have bottle service and whatever. Again, it's BYOB, but they get all the mixes for you. Never
he makes
line.
He loves making me drinks whenever I come over to his house. So
I'll bet he does.
I can see him showing up with all of his margaritas that he makes.
Yeah, yeah.
He would bring it. He'd bring it. He'd want
and
to like ask a girl.
They also
one-on-one.
Provide like catering and stuff like that.
Cool.
And I know some people are like, ooh, why do you want to eat at a swingers club? I'm like, because you're fucking each other's brains out. That's why.
Yeah, you get hungry.
You need energy.
You do.
It's
you
like
going
on a long hike. You
oh, yeah.
A long
you've
hike
had,
without
you've
your
had,
granola.
You've had, you've had your drinks. You've had your sex. You've had another drink. Maybe you want to sober up before you get behind the wheel and head home.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that they have food there. They usually have a wide assortment of things.
Yeah, what kind of food did they serve at the Swingers Club?
They have a bunch of like fruit, cheese platter. They have different kind of desserts and stuff like that, like cookies and small like little cakes and things like that.
You might have been right. Mrs. Claus was baking cookies for the Swingers Club.
they on a regular basis, because it's just been so popular, they just kind of like stuck with that one thing. But they get a lot of Chinese food that comes in.
Okay.
So they have like noodles, rice, and things like that. So people all the time are like, oh my god, this is like so good.
Wait, Santa wants to know if there's soy sauce.
Soy sauce? Gotta be soy sauce. Otherwise, I can't
have
eat rice.
Not seen.
Well, you can't eat rice without soy sauce.
It's fried rice. It's not just white rice. It's like
fried rice.
Fried rice,
yeah.
Soy sauce,
yeah.
A lot of sodium.
It's already cooked in with it.
Make sure you get a fresh pair of chopsticks. Get a fresh pair of chopsticks. Make sure they're sealed.
They have like, you know, they got plates and napkins and forks and everything.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun. I mean, I was talking about it with one of my partners, and they were just like, you know, I just want to have a wild time before I settle down. And so we're like, we're trying like everything, you know?
Yeah.
As long as
so like a bachelor
first.
Party going on and on and on.
On and on and on.
Well, that's the...
I told Mark today, I'm like, I have the life of a bachelor, and that's how I feel.
Right.
There you go.
I do too, but the difference is you have the life of a female bachelor and I have the life of a male bachelor, and those are two different things.
Oh, yeah.
But what I was telling Nicole is, Sin, can't you have stability and be wild too?
Oh, of course.
They don't have to be mutually exclusive.
I mean, it just depends on who you're partnered with and how that, you know, what both of you align with, mm-hmm. you know? So, like I mentioned on my birthday, my partner came in to my work early with me to mm-hmm. hang out, and we played a little bit at the club.
Right.
He's never been with someone who's non-monogamous, I guess, in a sense.
Or, I don't think anybody's ever been anybody quite like you in any capacity.
And he's always been curious about it. But mm-hmm. he's been in relationships in the past that if he even brought it up, it would start a whole argument right. because of the other partner's insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
As with me, again, I started doing this in my early 30s, and now I'm into my 40s. And yeah. To me, I don't get jealous about that. I'm also bisexual, heteroflexible, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't get insecure when my partner's like, she's hot. And I'm like, yeah, she is. We're at a club and he saw this hot go-go dancer and he's like, she's really hot. And I gave him a bunch of singles and I was like, go fucking tip her. And he's like, I'm like, go fucking tip her.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I said, you should go yeah. tip her. And he handed me the money. He's like, no, you should go tip her. And ooh, that was really hot.
Okay.
That was really
okay.
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's never had a partner who was that comfortable with yeah. himself to even bring this topic up. So we had to start that like immediately because I had to tell him, I was like, this is what I do on Saturday nights. I yeah. volunteer at this kind of space. Can you handle that?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I've never been with someone who's worked in this type of environment. It doesn't bother me now. And when I met my primary partner now, I was actually in a non-monogamous relationship already with someone else. So they were already aware of kind of where yeah. my mindset and headset is when it comes to relationships and stuff. Doesn't mean I can't do monogamy.
Right, that's what I was about to say. I'm like, I'm capable of both.
Exactly.
Right now I'm just in more of a, I'm just in more of a free spirit type mode.
Yeah.
But I also do monogamous relationships
yeah.
as well.
I've done monogamous relationships. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And that's what I want in that time and space when I'm with
but I
person,
always tell my partner that I'm still going to want to be able to, like, at least make out with other women because it's just something I want to do, and it's something they can't bring to the table, unfortunately, because
yeah.
they're men.
And that's another thing, too, that made me very, I don't know, focused on my partner is because previous partners I've had in the past, when I mentioned that I am bisexual or
right.
are into women, they go one of two ways, and that's it. One of two ways only. They're really so fucking into it that they're pressuring you for a threesome and
right.
they want to watch you fuck a girl in front of them.
Yes.
Or they are so against it that they absolutely find it disgusting.
I've had guys tell me I was cheating if I did it. Yeah.
So it's either one or the other. So when I had mentioned to my partner that I am this, he was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And I've been with them.
That would be the proper response.
Exactly. And I've been with them for like 14, 15 months now, and they've never pressured me or judged me or talk shit about people who engage in same-sex relations and things like that. So he's very secure with themselves, and I'm very secure with myself. So it just works for both of us.
That's good.
So,
mm-hmm.
Again, like, he never had a partner who was able to, yeah, let's go to a swingers club.
Yeah.
you
yeah.
know, and he's like, actually, he always wanted to go to one, so let's do it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, great. Yeah, let's go fucking hang out.
Great. Now, before you met Mrs. Claus, let's get Sandra back in the conversation here.
Yeah.
How wild was your single life?
Not nearly what you're describing here. Nowhere near. What you're describing, though, depends on the age and the level of experience that you have. If you meet somebody in your late 30s or 40s, you should have a lot of experience, and you should know what you want. And if you want that kind of a lifestyle, you should already know that and have that as part of it. So if somebody meets you when you're 38 or 42 or whatever, and they can't handle what you like, it's time to just, well, thanks, it was fun, we're going to move on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you meet
yeah.
somebody in your 20s, you don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't know.
Kind of still exploring.
Yeah.
You're exploring, yeah. If you meet somebody in your 20s, you think, oh, this is it. This is the person. And then you're married for 45 years, and then you think, wow, what could have been, what should have been,
mm-hmm.
what could be, but what is. And there are all those different thoughts that go through your mind. So at early 40s or late 30s or whatever you said you are, you have the experience and the ability to make a lot of decisions.
Yeah. I'm getting deja vu because Orpheus Black was sitting in that seat and said the exact same thing last week. Who's a pro dom, and he's the guy that brought the Sevian last week that I wrote on.
Was it fun?
Yeah. I mean, he had it on very low, so, you know.
Low?
Yeah, it tickled my anus. It was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was fun.
They're
only like $3,000.
Yeah, no, they're pretty expensive.
They're expensive.
So it was nice. It was nice to, yes, I.
You wonder, you didn't even question how I know the price.
I just assumed. I know, and
Sam knows a lot of things.
Right. So, how what is your experience with the Sevian? How do you like that?
I'm more of the voyeur side of the Sevian.
Okay.
And I like it.
Right.
Do you like no sit problem in the splash with it. Zone?
Pardon?
Do you sit in the splash zone? with the Sevian.
I think he's no splash commenting zone. Us. It's the splash. The squirt. Zone. The squirting.
The squirting. So, the squirting.
Have you heard of the fifth?
But and you know, I think this is a good segue because I knew that I want to get to this. So
get to this
because not only does Sin do all of this stuff and she entertains everywhere, swingers clubs, she does burlesque, she does all sorts of things, comic book conventions, cosplay, all that, acting, modeling, all of that. But the other night that Nicole is curious about attending is Foot Night.
Fortnite.
Have you ever? There we go.
Better than Fortnite, right?
Look at that.
I got Christmas toast. Yes, you do.
Look at those Christmas toast. Hold on, let me get a
close. First off, Santa. Christmas toast.
Lovely. Can I say something really quick? I don't want to interrupt this because this is perfect. I had my toenails painted like that one time. Red and green, red and green, red and green, all 10 of them, and it was great until I took my socks off and go, whoa, oh. So it was. It looks much better on you, I must say. Much better. Yeah.
Well, you thought you had gangrene or something?
And I did try. No, I just, you pull up your socks, you go, oh, I did that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was sober, too. That was the weird part. Sober. But these look, it looks much better on you.
Thank you.
Now, I know that.
Yeah, it went with like a dark green. And like
that's
a
nice.
Darker
yeah,
red.
Dark yeah. green and bright red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Santa, I know you're an expert on feet. Now, is this the type of foot you like?
This is, yes. I
got big feet.
I like big feet. Okay. I have big feet also.
I like big feet, and I cannot lie.
Wait a second.
Yeah. Oh my God. Right.
So let me tell you about some big feet,
Santa.
There, buddy. All right, those are Albies all the way from
Mexico.
And
I have big feet for a woman, so.
You do?
Yeah.
And they're very
I'm
nice.
I'm only 5'4", and I wear a 9, yeah.
Nines, yeah. Yeah. See,
I'm a 9, too.
Yeah. You notice I didn't say 8 or 10. I said 9.
No,
right
on.
And you have 5 toes.
Right.
So Piggy went to Marcus. So
they're size 8, but they're a 10.
Oh, they're,
on a scale from 1 to 10, those are a 10.
They're a 9, but they're a 10.
Yes, exactly.
The foot night, I've actually been doing.
And look, it's even got a little tattoo, actually.
Oh, yeah,
going on
tattoo
here.
On my.
Yeah.
It's hard to. Here we go.
Yeah, it goes up there. And she can stand. She can sit there and put her leg over here. Did you?
Oh, no. You don't know what else she can do. Look at that.
She can put her foot behind her head.
Oh, you have no idea.
I cannot do that to myself. Maybe to you, but not to myself.
Very few people can. Sin is a contortionist. You say you're missing cartilage or something?
Yeah, I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Okay.
So I have several different types, but one of the types is hypermobile. So mm-hmm. I don't have collagen in my joints, which is why my joints are...
Oh, you do that every time.
I know, and I'm going to do this.
Oh, watch this. Oh!
Do this for me. Do this.
This one?
There you go. That's the ticket there. That's 90. And put your other hand there, too.
Yeah.
Don't put both hands. No, together. Palms together. And put it down. Palms together, fingers down. Like this.
Huh? I'm confused.
Palms together, fingers down.
This?
Close enough.
What were you trying to do? Santa.
I want her to do this.
Are you trying to get me to do this?
So her palms are together, but her fingers are down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like two, two.
Oh, interesting.
You can do that. You can do it.
Hold on. Let's see what's going on here. Okay.
No, you can't.
The microphone, like I was worried.
Get back to the microphone. Don't worry about it.
Nicole, you want to grab the camera? I'll fix the mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Put your palm together.
Like that?
There you go. Look how much fun that would be.
That's definitely a stretch.
Something new.
I'm always down for a weird little challenge because that's how I find out I can do stuff. So I had someone randomly, they're like, can you fit in your own suitcase? I'm like, I don't fucking know. So one night I actually tried fitting into my suitcase and that ended up being a stage act.
Right.
That I'd come out of my suitcase.
I've seen it.
You can't. You just buy a bigger suitcase.
Impressive. No, I thought.
You can always carry on. I can just roll you through there, throw you up on the overhead, and off we go.
Yeah, yes. Now Santa. I thought when you were going to do that, you were going to do the old joke where a guy goes up to a girl and she's the girl's like, "Oh, my pussy is so tight," and he's like, "Oh no, that I messed up the joke."
Yes, you did.
You know the joke. She's like, "I'm so tight," and then he's like, "Put your finger in there," and then he's like, "Okay," and then put two fingers in there, put three fingers in there, put a fist there, put your other hand there, okay, clap. Oh, I can't. See how tight I am? You know, that old joke. So, anyway.
Terrible.
It's an awful joke. But,
yeah.
No, but, yeah, but the... But the...
Let's all give Mark the clap.
Santa's on a roll. I think the fireball's kicking in.
I love this fireball. I never had it till I was here last year.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I got you on it, right? Because that's all I would drink. When
No, I've had it before. No, yeah. It's funny you should mention fireball.
Because you started bringing it because you knew how much I loved it.
Exactly.
It's the only alcohol that I can like sip and like enjoy.
Does anybody want more?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So that fireball break. Okay. So no. Speaking of fireball, it's funny because I went to Florida with my sister and my mother, and we were going to my cousin's. We went to my cousin's a baby shower. Okay. And we saw my grandmother, who was 99 at the time. And so we saw the whole side of family. So the last night we were staying there, they never tried Fireball. So I got some Fireball, and we all got drunk and just started getting sloppy and just laughed and told all sorts of crazy stuff. Now, if you don't recognize Santa, it's because he's lost a lot of weight. Santa, yeah. tell us about the weight loss.
So in February, the doctor said, you are too damn fat.
How dare he say that to Santa Claus?
I know. It's coal in his stocking, right?
Right.
Coal in his stocking. 335 pounds.
Wow.
I was already down from about 365, which is my all-time high.
Okay. When was that?
That was on the scale at the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas on Fremont Street.
Mm.
365 degrees. It was before COVID.
That would be 365 pounds. The fireball's kicking in.
Pounds. Yeah. That's correct.
It was 365 degrees before I turned the air conditioner on.
There, or I would have been rendering fat, huh? Anyway, so I got down to 335 on my own, then I kind of leveled out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor said, try this magnificent drug. And there's nothing like a challenge to try a new drug.
Well, I was going to say, better your doctor than Andy Dick.
Right.
That's true. The stuff Andy Dick has, those little blue pills, don't work like he says they does. Maybe they do for you, but just... No.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I got on some Mojarno and lost 70 pounds. And
good for you.
Now nice. I'm at the Svelte 265 pounds.
No, you look great.
Most people would say, boy, that's fat, 265. But you know what? Screw them.
But you're coming down from 335. That's great.
335 on a 6 foot frame.
Okay.
Yeah.
6 feet. Okay.
So
yeah.
I am a 38 BMI. If anybody knows what BMI is, it gives a damn.
Right.
I don't really.
It's like body mass.
Body mass index.
Body mass index.
We had a trainer earlier this year, Derek Newborn, that said it's a horrible measurement because he's like ripped. Like there's like no body fat on him, and he said that the BMI says he's obese.
What you want to tell BMI truly is to do the immersion test, where you go into water completely underwater,
mm-hmm.
and they measure your water displacement. That's the only true measure of BMI.
Okay.
Other than that, it's all just a guess based on kind of this is what it usually is or what it should be. That or a caliper test.
And don't eat a BLT before the BMI test. That would not be good.
BLTs are good.
Yeah.
BLT is you put avocado in that, you got something.
Right. Well, you can have an ALT.
Avocado, lettuce, and tomato?
Yeah, because...
bacon?
Well, no, the Nicole's vegan.
I'm not vegan. I'm vegetarian.
She's vegetarian. So, but
I tried, for the record, I tried really hard to be vegan. But there was just too much stuff surrounding me that had dairy in it, so I just finally stopped fighting and I switched back to being vegetarian. Because I can be vegetarian very easily, But, like, I work at a catering company part-time, and that stuff's got butter and all sorts of things. So it's like I was just around it too much to be able to. Also, it's kind of expensive to be vegan. Yeah. So I just decided to go back to being vegetarian.
Yeah, the vegan nog was not cheap. So, no, it wasn't that expensive either. So, but.
Now, the thing about being vegetarian versus vegan, vegan is over the top. Vegetarian, you can have all kinds of things, including eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You can have eggs. You can even be pescatarian and have fish. But if you can have eggs, think about eggs. The eggs you get are not fertilized.
Right.
The eggs you get are the chickens, period.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And that's what you're having, and they just fine by me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to preach on this, but I will
Santa has his red wings.
There is practices at factory farms that make things not savorable.
Exactly.
And I would like to see those things change. But if I had a farm and I had chickens and a cow, I would not feel guilty about milking the cow, and I would not feel guilty about picking the chicken's eggs. And that was why I went vegetarian to begin with. Yeah. And then I tried to be vegan because I learned some terrible things about the industries of the dairy and egg. They're very bad. They need a lot of change. They need a lot of reform. Like, if you're not eating cage-free eggs, you're supporting some serious, like, terrible treatment of animals.
So don't go to the swingers club and tell them that you can milk the cows. That's you don't want to do that. Yeah, you don't want to milk and pull eggs.
But it was an ethical farm.
California is all cage-free eggs. That's all they can sell here by law.
Right.
So that's a pretty boring darn subject.
Well, let's get back to feet. Now,
feet?
Yeah, have you gone to any of these foot nights?
I have not seen Santa.
You haven't seen Santa Foot Night? I know you haven't gone to that Sin's Foot Night yet.
You know, there's such a thing as incognito.
Uh-oh.
Look at that. She's got two.
Tongue, yeah.
Let's see that again.
Yeah, you got the split tongue.
Kind of amazing. Are you a super taster? You don't like broccoli?
Oh, I love broccoli. I just had it earlier.
Okay,
oh, yeah?
You're not a super taster, but that's okay.
Okay. There's some sort of Santa inside joke I'm not getting with the split tongue.
Oh, well,
The Mrs. Claus doesn't know.
A super taster tastes everything more intensely than most people do.
Oh.
So they don't like broccoli because it's bitter. But if you're not a super taster, you like broccoli because it's not bitter.
Well, okay.
Even having two tongues, I bet she tastes good.
I guarantee Sin tastes good. But now, do you have that? That's a good question. Now, do you have hypersensitivity because your tongue?
Not that I've
noticed.
Are you
a super taster?
Not that I've noticed.
Right.
No.
You're a superhero, but not a super taster.
Like, people will always ask, are you still taste? I mean, yes, I can still taste. And you can see where my taste buds connect on the inside because I had stitches put in.
Mm-hmm.
So I can taste everything and feel everything. Yeah.
Right. How deep is the slit? Nice.
And you can move them individually?
Individually, used to be a little bit deeper,
okay.
But there's always going to be a chance of like an eighth or a quarter or even half inch regrowth.
Right. Now, Santa, I have to tell you from personal experience, I have kissed a woman with a split tongue. Highly recommend it.
I will look into that.
Okay. Well, you might want to get Mrs. Claus's tongue split.
I will look into that.
Because, you know, it just goes, it goes on either side and, you know, it's, yeah.
I see where that could go.
Yes, you're getting
it. Places.
Yeah, so we started talking about feet, and then you went with the tongue. But have you ever?
Well, I just wanted
to get
back to that.
Out
she
said
stuck her tongue out.
Said
you said foot. She stuck her tongue out. I thought she was going to do the old kiss thing, you know, up on her, you know, I kiss my eyebrows. That's why I have all these girlfriends.
Yeah. No, he knows when you're sleeping, but apparently he's missed a few things when you're awake. Go ahead, Nicole.
I don't have any thoughts.
Well, I thought you were going to say something. You're like, okay. Your mouth was just open with all the stuff that Sin does. I understand how that goes. And no, Sam, but have you ever gone to an actual foot night?
I have not in full costume.
But you have incognito.
Incognito is a different life. Invite me back on incognito night and we'll talk.
All right. Okay, so yes, but but I know you appreciate a nice foot. And
I appreciate a nice foot. I appreciate the nice tongue. I appreciate the nice... where fireworks are shooting out of. I appreciate a lot of things.
Yes. Did you see some of the old footage of Sin shows?
Not yet.
Oh, you will. You will be. You will love it.
It.
You do a lot. Well, that's why we love it. That's why we love it.
Weird is good. Weird is taken. It has a bad connotation, but weird.
Oh, it really
good.
Does.
Yeah, well, I will send you. Good. I will send you the first show that Sin was ever on, and this was at.
And I think I twerked on that show.
No. This is going back even farther. When,
no, I'm thinking
of
the first podcast.
The first podcast you were on my show 10 years ago, 2013, because we had got kicked out of the John Lovitz Club, the GoCast studio. So we were doing it at Emery's house.
I was going to say, it was in someone's house, kind of like in the kitchen living room.
Right. It was Emery and Heather Henderson, who was a great podcaster. Shout out.
And I think I was working with Devil's Playground at the time.
I think so. And you and our co-host at the time, Josie Cat, had a foot off.
And I also remember I won Miss Bootylicious that year.
That's right. You did win
Bootylicious. I did booty pop.
Yes.
I did a bunch of twerking.
Yes. Because I remember you taught me how to booty pop at one show. But you haven't gone back to regain your crown as Miss Bootylicious? Because I know you left LA and came back.
No.
You have no desire to be Miss Bootylicious?
No, I haven't done any form of contest in a very, very long time.
Right.
Yeah.
It's unfair. You wouldn't ever win them.
I'm just, I don't need to fulfill my ego in that way anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was like cool in my 20s and, you know, early 30s.
Right.
But I'm kind of like, I've done so much. I'm very proud of what I've done and all of the things, because it's a wide variety. I like to explore different stuff. And
because if I recall, the show that we had, Mike Muratori, the comedian, said that Josie's feet, and she has nice feet, are the type of feet you marry, and yours are the type of feet you fuck. he had these distinctions about feet.
Oh, that's great.
So I don't know. Now, what is your preferred foot? Because last time you were here, when you were here with Joe Castro, you were talking about all the different types of feet on Feet Night. Small toes, big toes, small feet, large feet. Santa?
Are you asking
me? I'm asking Santa what he likes.
He's too busy looking at my feet.
Yeah, I know. I see.
I'm mesmerized here. I do like when the second toe
is larger than the...
Yes,
mine's
exactly.
Just about...
Yours is right there.
Yeah.
Right. There. There's nothing wrong with that feet, but...
Perfect little angle of the toes right there. You could just put a little roof on that.
That's from over two decades of being a stripper and having to, like, shove my feet in the high heels that just squeeze everything, so you can actually see how my toes actually kind of like, so
they just kind of come together like this.
Yeah.
And then the podiatrist says, "Why do you wear those shoes?" And you say, "The money."
Yeah, I say,
the money,
the job uniform.
Now, do you like the splayed arches, or do you like the scrunching, or what do you like?
I kind of like when they're
the scrunch
together, but I like when they're able to do the splayed.
Yeah.
Because if they're able to do the splay, then you can reach between them.
Yeah.
See? If they're all together, then you have to use two hands and spread them apart. Now,
right.
So it's better if they're splayed. Can you splay it far this wide? There you go. See? You probably get pedicure.
A white glove.
You know, when you go to Foot Night, this is what you're going to see.
The best part of the pedicure is when they do this between each toe.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Am I right about that? Yes. I don't know what it is, erotic, erogenous, or what.
Is that erotic for you to do that in between your toes?
It's erotic to have it done. It's an erogenous zone to do it. Let me check. I missed one. I'm gonna say yes.
No, because I know you were talking about you want to go to Foot Night. Now, this is what you're going to say.
I just want to see what it's like. I mean, but as Sin said,
I don't... like an attendee or a model?
I was just curious about what it looked like in there. But, I mean, you already mentioned I'd have to be a model, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable enough with that. I have decent feet. Like, they're not ugly.
Well, that's the thing, because we were talking about this at one point.
Oh, it doesn't matter. You can have ugly feet. Here's the thing is, it doesn't matter. There was one guy...
They would play with my feet.
...who intentionally would session with the woman who had the most fucked up feet. So he found someone who was a ballet dancer, and her feet were totally fucked. And he sessioned with her all night.
Wow. Because
she was like, your feet are destroyed. Let me take care of it.
Oh, wow. That's sweet.
So... I always tell people to, you know, especially when we have like new foot models and they're, you know, how does this go? What do I do? And I was just like, you know, chat with them for about 5 minutes. And, you know, if they, you know, say they don't want a session with you, don't take it personally.
Right.
I had someone turn me down because I had red nail polish on. They will not session with you if you're wearing red.
Well, why don't we role play that?
some have the whole like thing with, like you were saying, the second toe longer than the big toe. Mm-hmm. Some of them like only a certain size. So they'll ask you what size you are. And then there's...
Now are there guys that like bunions and corns and stuff like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. My left foot actually has a bunion on it. And I will have people who just absolutely love it and will just sit there and suck on it.
Wow.
Wait. Santa, check out the bunion here. Yeah.
I was looking to see it. Yes. I'll give you my professional
point. Yeah. My left foot actually is wider.
I'm not a doctor,
right,
but I play one of parties.
Wow, okay.
But yeah.
So
yes, that is.
Yeah.
So Santa, let's role play this. Now you're a prospective customer at the Foot Night.
I have a scar on my foot, and I'm all like I have tattoos on my feet, so it doesn't really matter, you know. And then there's
but guys like the scars and the tattoos though.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
Okay.
Not all of them do. So again, and
is that a good story? How you got the scar?
I that's actually my Burning Man scar, but that's a whole other
Burning Man.
That's a whole other time. We still
I
have a
so
want
to go
guest.
There.
Yes, no, we're gonna get to the special guest, yeah. But before we do, Santa, could you role play with us and tell her what you like in feet?
What would you what I like in feet?
Yes, like if you were at a foot if you were at a foot night, what would you want to do?
If you were at a foot night, what would be your thing during a session? So during a session, you would either be wanting to like worship, or you're into smell, or maybe you want to tickle, or maybe you like to be trampled on. Like, what would be your thing, Santa?
So they need to be absolutely clean, no smell.
Well, they're definitely clean and no smell there.
Trample, I am not really into trample.
Okay.
Other things in that genre, but not trample.
Yeah.
Smooth, yes. Tickle, I'm not into tickle. However, I am into massaging your feet.
There we go.
And I can massage your feet without tickling you, even if you're ticklish.
Ah.
I have that ability because I know how to do that. I know
Santa is magic.
He's got
pressure.
That magic finger.
It's not just the Christmas magic. It's
you can come down the chimney and you can massage a woman's foot without tickling her.
I tell you what, if I came down the chimney and she was in the recliner, barefoot and asleep, I could massage both feet. She would wake up in the morning thinking, damn, that was good. What was it?
Right.
And it would have been me massaging her feet.
Well.
Without tickling her to wake her up.
So.
However, I would have been satisfied.
So you know what to do Christmas Eve, Allison. You got to sit in your recliner barefoot.
We got to carve out a chimney.
Yes. Uh-oh, wait a second. Santa, my goodness, Santa, do you even...
Oh, hi, yes.
Let's see if we can demonstrate that. Okay.
Foot Rebby.
All right.
Thank you, Santa.
No tickle, right?
No tickle. And that does no feel tickle. Really good.
Wait, was that a tickle?
No, just me giggling because Santa Claus is giving me a foot rub.
Only on the Dark Mark show.
That's one of those things I get to say happened, you know.
Yes.
Well, have you ever had Santa Claus give you a fucking foot rub?
You have now.
I have. Pull it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a minute one whatever, right?
Yes, that will be in the reel, that's for
absolutely.
Sure. So, what else will be in the reel? Now, boy, it's we've been talking for like an hour, and it's gone by like 5 minutes as usual, but... You had a special treat for my birthday, something that...
I did.
And by the way, before you do this, now, we also... Santa may or may not have dropped off some presents for you and Nicole.
Oh.
So, did you want the presents first or the special guest?
Mm-hmm.
Probably...
Mm-hmm.
You tell me, because logistically, you would know. Because we would have... If you're amenable, we would have you sit on Santa's lap and open your presents.
But I could sit on Santa's lap with our next guest.
I don't know if Santa's down with that.
Presents.
Santa, are you okay with that?
Santa's okay with it. All right.
Is that a rattlesnake?
No.
Then I'm okay.
All right. So you want to bring out your special guest first? Now tell us the whole story behind your friend.
Okay. So I lived alone in Long Beach years ago.
I remember.
And I was really wanting some form of pet.
I was available.
We couldn't have pets in the complex. So no dogs, no cats. I also worked a lot at mm-hmm. the time, so I needed something that was more compatible with my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely fucking love dogs, but they're very high maintenance, and it's just not for me at that time. And I had been pondering, and I was at my friend's house, and they had mentioned, you know, have you ever thought of a snake? And I was like, actually, years ago, I looked into it, but I'd never, like, moved forward seriously with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, on November 1st, I actually went out and got her, and at the time, she was 2.5 years old, so... Hi, baby. Oh, wake up.
I think Santa gave her a foot massage. Sleeping? No. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh. Let me grab the camera, come over to where you're at.
Okay.
Okay.
I picked up this beautiful being, and she was already just close to 4 feet long, and she is what they call a normal ball python. So this is what you would find out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually are indigenous to the northern part of Africa.
Okay.
And turns out certain cultures revered these as very sacred beings. And some of them, depending on your culture, they treat these as such sacred beings that if you find them in your home, you actually create a space for them. And if they find one deceased, they will bury it with the same ceremonial as a human being. And I had no idea that I was just drawn to this type of snake. And I am part Nigerian, and it's the Nigerian culture that worships these. In Egyptian culture, they would actually wear these as living jewelry. So instead of... Oh, and she's so sweet, too.
Not interested.
She's like, who's that? But she's so sweet. She has only grown a few inches because I got her pretty much as she was an adult.
Yeah.
I can breed her if I want to, but I'd have no interest in that. We do have one more ball python that's a baby that's only just about a year old.
Aww.
But I got her about 4 months right before lockdown. And I'm so glad I got her when I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, I lived alone.
Yeah.
And I had, you know... 3 jobs I was kind of juggling, and all 3 of them closed at lockdown. So this was my only form or sense of routine,
right.
You know, taking care of her, feeding her. I would take her to the park and let her like slither around.
Does she eat crickets? What does she eat?
She eats rats.
Oh,
and
wow.
Everything that she has, she was raised on everything being pre-killed, frozen, and then I just thaw it out and I feed it to her, and then she eats it. So.
Okay.
I prefer that over live. I know a lot of people like to do live, but with live, you have to worry about the rat fighting back. And you also have to worry about them going on a feeding strike.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon for snakes just to stop eating, you know, and they can go up to a year without food.
And what's her name again?
Kambalia, but I call her Noodle.
Noodle.
like Danger Noodle, but... I call her Noodle, and she just loves to hang out.
You're a contortionist, and your pet snake is Noodle.
She's very curious, so that's why she's, like, trying to slither around and kind of check everything
mm-hmm.
out. But, yeah, so during the lockdown, you know, I started doing those virtual shows and whatnot, so I started doing virtual performances with her. The very first act we did was a Dusk Till Dawn type of performance with my snake.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've done live performances in live venues and have had like meet and greets and stuff like that. And I've had so many people who were a little bit apprehensive, had a phobia, or just had never touched or pet a snake before. And they would come up and end up holding her and petting her. And she's like the best one to... check out if you have any type of like weird thing with snakes, because she is just so chill.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I like snakes.
My mother used to have a boa constrictor.
A boa is the next one I want to get.
Yeah.
We have 2 ball pythons, but I would love to get a boa.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are like, are you worried she's going to strangle you? I'm like, dude, I pick her up and I like blowing raspberries on her. Like...
Aww.
She's so sweet.
Santa, you want a bowl of raspberries on the snake?
Oh, good. Thank you.
People are like, oh, she's going to do this, and she's going to, like, poison my first
again.
Stuff. Yeah.
You want to hold her, Nicole?
I just want to touch her. If she wants to be touched, though. She doesn't want to be touched.
They are a little head shy.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. That was a mistake I made. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'll rub you elsewhere.
How are the scales?
Me too, snake, huh?
Mm. Me too, snake.
You're racing right back to me.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be pet.
She's very curious. It's a new space.
Right.
Anytime I have her out, I have a rule.
What if I try
she's
right
out,
here?
She's up. Because she will try and go
that's
behind
okay.
the couch, under the couch.
Oh, okay. Well, see?
They're called ball pythons because when they get frightened or scared, they curl up into a ball.
Oh,
so as
cute.
You just saw, she recoiled.
Yeah.
But if they're stressed out or
feeling... Well, I don't want to put any pressure on
her. No, you're good.
I mean, my cat would run away too, so...
But that's why they're called
you scared ball pythons. A python, Nicole. You realize that. You frightened a python.
They're a very slow-moving snake. They're not, as far as, like, you know, traveling goes, they don't move very fast, not like some other snakes, like garter snakes move really fast. So their first line of defense is just to tuck their head in and create themselves as a tight ball, and mm-hmm. then whatever predator just kind of gets bored.
Mm.
And when they tuck their head in, all of their organs are in like the first third of their body.
Okay.
So the rest of this can kind of take some hits without being worried about them like being fatal or anything like that to them. But yeah.
How hard has the python squeezed you?
She squeezed me pretty hard one time only because when I went to put her in her tank, I lowered her too fast and she thought she was falling. So as with any creature, if they think they're falling, they're going to hold on to whatever it is as hard as they could. And if you want to unravel a snake from you, you want to start at the tail, not the head. Their head, the first like...
Santa, take notes.
The first half of a snake's body is the tightest, especially when it comes to a constrictor like these. They're non-venomous, so that means they constrict, they bite, and then coil up and actually like suffocate. So the first half of their body is the strongest part of the body. So if you ever have a snake kind of coiled up on you, you want to grab them by the tail and and then you can unwind them from your body, but not by the head. That's where their strong point is.
Mm-hmm. How often does he have a frozen rat?
She eats just once a month, and she eats large rats right now. She just got bumped up from medium large to large.
She's on a diet, too.
Does he undo her jaw and suck it all in?
Yeah, so if you look
I've seen it, yeah.
If you can look underneath her jaw, you'll see that there's like a long slit underneath of it.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
It's kind of hard to see, but there's
especially when you're staring at Sin's feet.
There's a long slit under the jaw. So their top jaw is in one bone piece, but the bottom is actually kind of like the predator. It comes out like this.
Right.
And it splays open. So there's a lot of elastic skin. So when they go to dislocate their jaws, they're actually opening up the bottom jaw like that in order for them to consume the food.
Mm-hmm. A lot of splaying on the show tonight.
So no choking, no Heimlich, no nothing.
No.
I've seen it. Boa constrictor like eat and eat, bite down on the mouse, and then the mouse comes through the whole body. I've seen it. Yeah, it's pretty interesting to watch.
Yeah, decomposes, right?
And just seeing, like, you know... Like,
so is the rat up there with your frozen vegetables and your frozen pizza?
Absolutely it is!
Yeah, okay.
Actually, I'm like, 1 second in our freezer, that's all of our frozen rats in their baggies and everything like that, but...
So do you feed it on a calendar, or does the snake let you know when it's hungry?
So snakes, you know, they don't eat, like, on a, like, you know, certain time basis. So once they get to a certain age, and it's just once a month, I just kind of hover around the 20th.
Right.
So I was actually waiting till after this show because I don't want to feed her because I can't handle her for 2 days.
Right.
Okay.
Because it's good to let them digest. And if they get too stressed or startled, they'll regurgitate.
Oh, okay.
Which actually tears the lining of their esophagus. And then they can't eat for like another like 3 or 6 weeks
for that
to repair. So not only have they lost their meal for the whole month, now they can't eat for another month while their throat repairs.
Right. So you didn't want the snake to throw up on Mark.
So I just don't.
That would have been good.
I try not to handle her 2 days after feeding. So, and it's not like they're going to starve to death if they eat, you know, a couple days later or a couple days early. And again, the rats that she eats are very big that it holds it over for the whole entire month.
Okay.
So she has a heating pad in her tank and she has a humidifier that's on a timer. So I can be gone up to like 2 weeks and come back and she's totally fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Shannon?
I'm sorry.
What were you going to say?
I forgot completely.
The snake is up there.
Yeah, the snake is. I know. That's where my eyes are. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, it's where the eyes are up there. That's the snake's up there. You're still staring at the feet.
So when you feed her, does the snake go through the whole procedure of trying to strangle the rat?
Oh, yeah.
So just like it's a live rat.
Yeah,
as so far as it's, he knows, it's live and now
exactly.
It's dead, now
so they also have, like, so they do have nostrils on the top of their nose, but then mm-hmm. you see, like, these little heat pits.
Okay.
So they kind of like see heat signatures. So that's why you want to heat up. So when I say pre-killed, frozen, thawed, I put the rat in a plastic bag and I have a certain cooking pot that's specifically for her and her rats only. And I boil water and I put the rat in there. I turn off the boiler, put the rat in there for about 20 minutes, let it thaw out. So the heat signature looks like it's a live animal. There's been times where I had not thawed it or that it wasn't hot enough where she wouldn't take it, so I had to like let it heat up a little bit more and then she was able to take it.
Gotcha.
So because of the heat signature, they think it's alive.
You're fooling their natural instinct with a dead animal, trying to make it look live, so they'll go for it.
I have it on a thing of tongs, so I kind of just, she just smells it and she immediately just grabs it. So
that's fascinating,
right? Yeah. I do the same thing with rats myself. But
when you feed them live, you risk the rat fighting back, scratching the eyes, or impacting the gums, and then you have to do a whole specialist. And like regular vets won't see reptiles, so that's a whole other thing. And
oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, regular vets are just pretty much dogs and cats, maybe birds if you're lucky, but everything else has to go to a special reptile or a special veterinarian that knows how to deal with these types of creatures.
Oh, I didn't know there were underground snake doctors.
Well, that must be highly specialized then and expensive at the same time.
Exactly. So that's why when I got her, they told me she was already raised on this way of feeding and that's what she accepts. And I was like, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've had it to where she has gone on a 3.5 month feeding strike. And if I was doing a live rat, then I'm stuck with a live rat, and I'm going to fucking name it and bond with it, and then now I have a whole room full of rats because I can't feed them to my snakes, Lyle, because they're
Let
my
me
pets.
Help you with a rat. Have a nice life.
Right? Yeah, so it'll
be like Willard,
And it works out easy for me because I could just buy all my rats for a whole year in bulk and just stick in the freezer.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about going every month.
Any idea why the feeding strike? Any reason for that?
It could be a sign of stress. It could be for breathing. Sometimes they won't eat because they're yeah,
horny.
Yeah. So it
happens.
It just depends.
So
but yeah. So that was a couple years ago. My first 2 years I had her, she had a feeding strike in the summer, but she hasn't had one since.
Oh, good. Now, when you talk about the you were doing the Zoom shows and you did the From Dusk Till Dawn, what other routines did you do with the snake? Did you do contortion? Did you
I didn't really do contortion, but sometimes we would get like snake dance requests. They're like, oh, I want you to dance with the snake. I'm like, okay. And so I'd play a song. And
I think Santa wants to see you dance with the snake.
So that was going to be my birthday performance to you,
right.
having Kumbalia.
Right.
She's really not feeling me.
Sorry, Nicole.
It's okay.
She just
the thing about me is if an animal doesn't want attention, I don't give it to them.
Yeah. Well,
are you, now you're coming over here?
Yeah, so now she's giving attention. See what happened? Look at us slithering right over to you.
Hello. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
Why don't you wrap around your arm and take your
she's
blood
going towards my purse.
I'm going to have to get up here in a minute and unravel her from something.
Mm-hmm.
She's like super nosy too. Like she'll go into bags.
Hi.
And
oh,
she used to love going under my couch, so I'd have to like lift up my couch to pry her out.
Right. Well, if
she doesn't hate me.
No, she's full.
You hiding? You being shy?
Aww.
She doesn't like her little tail being grabbed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So if I,
yeah, that. Oh, I see. That. Okay.
So what do? Grab her tail a couple
no,
of times.
No, she's not. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, mom.
She hates it, right?
So,
since
you have the snake, if you can, when you unravel it, if you want to sit on Santa's lap, I'm sure he's, he may have, we're going to find out if you were naughty or nice this year. This is an annual tradition.
I'm not ending you that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Video or photo?
Either or.
We'll do video so you can take photos on it.
Nobody needs to hear me say anything.
Well, no, we can hear you though. We can hear you though. Okay. So there you go. Sin and noodles on Santa's lap.
Lovely snake. Hello, lovely snake. Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Now, Santa.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Ask me.
I've never seen Santa so enraptured. No pun intended.
Oh, she likes you more than me.
Everybody likes Santa more than you. Come on, Nicole.
Watch this. This is a first ever. Oh. Wow, it's a snake. I've never touched a snake in my life.
Wow.
Oh. I was going to say, do it without the glove. There you go.
Nice,
I always tell people it's like petting a dragon.
Yes.
If you can imagine what a dragon felt like, that's what it would feel
no,
like.
No, I like the petting the snake. Really, yeah.
They're not slimy.
They're not slimy at all.
Like that. They feel really great.
There you go, right there. That's good.
Oh, the tum-tum?
Hold on, wait a second. You were posing. Hold on, Santa. Give me that again. Okay, there we go. So, Santa, I do have a question for you.
Ask me.
Has Sin Twisted been naughty or nice this year?
I believe she's been very nice in her own inimitable way. How's that apple?
Well, I know that you dropped this off for Sin because I know.
A little bit more.
There we go. There we go. Be careful with that. Be careful with that. It's a nice heavy one.
Yeah, for you right here.
This is Santa's going to give her.
You know, are you ready for this, Sin?
I am ready.
There you go. That's for you.
Ooh, yeah.
What else?
Some little foot scrubbies and slippies.
Put around the other side. I have one of
these. Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Cool, huh?
It looks like you got a birthday gift and a Christmas gift.
Yeah. Christmas, you got everything.
Foot scrubby and a fireball. Ooh, yeah.
Oh.
I guess you've been extra nice this year, sir.
We'll just put this right here.
We still got this bottle, so you don't have to. Okay, you can put that. Oh, yeah, put that on the counter. So. And you know what time it is now.
There we go.
Yeah. So
hang on.
Well, I don't think you're done with a sin on your lap and
too
the
bad.
Snake. Now, what are you enjoying more, sin on your lap or the snake? Because you seem to be enjoying both.
No, the snake is like one, and the lap is 99.
Not too bony.
What? Oh. My God. I don't know what too bony. Nothing's too bony here.
No.
There are no bones here, all right?
I'm sure there's a bone forming right now as we speak.
Yes, but we're very careful about that.
Yeah. Does that ever happen, Santa? Besides when you're on the show and obviously we have beautiful women go on your lap. I know it happens then, but in your usual, like when you're on at the mall and maybe some housewife gets on your lap, does that ever happen? That's a yes. That's a yes.
That was a long pause.
It's not the
answer is yes.
It's not, I got to tell you, it's not the house. I've never told anybody this before, just your audience and you. It's not the housewife on the lap. It's the housewife in the front bending over to give me the kid.
Mm.
That's the action.
And so when the kid goes on, he can sit and spin.
What?
We don't mess with children.
That's terrible.
No,
we smile a lot. We enjoy that, and then she stands up and okay, we're good.
No
okay.
Kids, yeah. Gotta do that mental.
Click.
Exactly. Every blink is a mental picture.
Yeah.
Click.
And then later on, you run that file in your head. Yeah.
You've got quite a file from tonight's show. I know that.
File. What's out there?
Hi, noodlehead.
I call all dogs woofy. I don't know what I call all snakes.
Yes.
Hissy.
Noodle.
Hello, hissy.
Sissy.
Hissy? I like hissy.
Hissy. Hello, hissy.
Yeah.
Hello, hissy.
Oh, there you go.
You hissy.
Nicole, would you ever get a snake?
Yeah, I like snakes, but I'm a cat person, and cats eat snakes.
Yeah.
Cats are cool. Yeah, cats are.
There's actually some people. If you raise the cat and snake together, they can actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of work though.
Snakes at the same time,
like dogs and cats, you know.
Right.
Dogs and
it's
cats,
the same thing. Yeah.
Because they're competing over the rats, and
there's a lot of competition. But it's a very small cat, and the snake can get confused. But if it's a good sized cat, you're okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of small and petite.
Yeah.
I think it's Nicole's turn to go on your lap.
Yay!
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
Okay. Yes. 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 So. Trust me, that sit and spin joke didn't quite fly. So
terrible.
I gotta,
Didn't land like
it was like, oh, that's fine. Oh, no, it's not. Okay. Sometimes you have jokes like that.
As soon as it falls out of your mouth, you're like, aw.
Yeah, that was good. No, it wasn't. Okay. Once
I'm out of character, then we're in good shape. We can play the game we want to.
Yeah.
Are you cute?
Oh, speaking of that, how's the Easter Bunny?
The Easter Bunny? That son of a gun.
Hi, Santa.
You still have beef with the Easter Bunny?
I do. The Easter Bunny and I, we don't get along. The Easter Bunny thinks that I get all the attention.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just jealous.
Okay. So, Santa, here's a big question. Uh-oh. Wait a second. Okay. Now we got to pause. Okay. Here's the big question, Santa. Has Nicole Six been naughty or nice this year?
Well, you know the 365, the 1 and 364 thing?
Right.
It's like a 5 and 360.
Yeah.
So the 360, you get a nice gift for.
Oh, Santa.
Stuff, but you know what it is.
Oh,
so
Santa.
What did I bring for her?
Well, let's see. Oh, let's find out. Let's find out.
So naughty.
Send it right on over.
Yes.
Here we go.
So Nicole is so naughty, she's nice. Is that what what's happening?
We tried it.
That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, look, it's a bottle of
rosé with Snoop Dogg on it. Hell yeah.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Yes. Santa, yes.
Yeah.
Santa succeeded where I failed.
We got Bath and Body Works in here.
Bath and Body Works? Who
cares
about that? Let's talk about this again.
The Snoop Dogg wine?
Champagne toast. Oh, it's all pink. It's all rosé.
So we got 19 Crimes, Kelly Rose.
Well, here's the...
beautiful pink collection.
Yes.
Rosé actually is a crime, but I've learned to live with it.
You're not into rosé, Santa?
I was always into rosé until I discovered... real wine. And then I realized that rosé was not... One time I was in a bar, and I asked for Riesling. I asked for rosé. I was in a bar...
Some more Fireball, Santa!
I asked for rosé. The bartender put white with a splash of red, gave it to the waitress, and said he won't know the difference. Well, you know what? I did.
Yeah.
Santa knows everything.
Nice stocking. Yeah.
Did you put coal in the stocking?
Put coal in his stocking, and a right cross got his attention.
Ah, yeah. So Santa is...
That was a long time ago in Palm Springs. Long time ago.
What were you doing in Palm Springs?
Well, if you have to know, Triumph Fest.
Oh, okay.
A large gathering of Triumph automobiles.
Really?
We had a blindfold thing where the one guy would be blindfolded behind the steering wheel, and his wife or girlfriend or some lady would be sitting up on the convertible, top down, of course. And he would drive through an obstacle course, blind, and she would tell him how to go. And it was the funniest damn thing you ever saw.
It's almost as funny as how you're slurring your words. That to me is hilarious.
Almost
but.
As bad.
Almost
anyway, it was fun. Okay.
No, but I'll tell you what. Thank you, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Now, here's where you succeeded where I failed. Because every time I give Nicole a gift, she hates it. And on Nicole's birthday this year, it was a cheap champagne party. as usual. So
cheap champagne party.
Got her a bottle of 19 Crimes, which is the bottle that Snoop Dogg is on.
Yeah.
But I did not get her the Snoop Dogg bottle. I got her another criminal on the bottle. And she's like, yay, Snoop Dogg wine. She's like, oh, I don't know who this criminal is. So and then I also got her what I thought was a great gift because she's such a big David Bowie fan. So I got her a David Bowie lunchbox. And how did that go over?
I mean, it's on my shelf.
Every time I give
it's on your shelf, that means you didn't like it enough to open it.
Every time
it isn't open.
Every time I give Nicole, well, there's nothing in it. But every time I give Nicole, wouldn't that be weird if there was? Every time I give Nicole a gift, it's always like, oh, thanks. Like that. That's the reaction. Every time she gives me a gift, and there's been times when she's been broke and she gives me a candy bar, and I thank her profusely because I know the thought went into it. I know she liked it, and I especially liked that last year when you did that because. I was on a diet, but it was. did Santa hook you up this year? Are you happy with your presents?
And I know that you gave Santa a hint about what I might want.
Yes, Santa doesn't need hints. He knows.
Santa knows. Santa has elves. Santa is everywhere. Right. Santa knows when you're sleeping.
Right. So Santa, like I said, it's been 2 weeks in a row. We're like an hour and a half. Can you believe it? It's like top 5 minutes. Santa.
Yes.
You knocked it out of the park again. These are two of the best guests we've ever had, and we finally got them together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've had a joyous time, an absolute rapture here. It's just been fun. People are excited about being here.
People have their Christmas spirit.
They do. The Christmas spirit. No. Let me tell you about Christmas spirit.
You want some more, Santa?
I don't know. You said I was slurring.
So. No. Have some more, Santa.
Well, I'll have a little bit more Christmas spirit just for fun.
Okay. Now, Santa, before we go, I have to tell you, I talked to somebody on the phone a couple weeks ago.
Good.
That's always nice.
Good way to do it.
That's always nice. Well, everybody
yelling over the back fence.
Everybody texts and does all such shit these days. But so I said, Happy holidays.
And then
like a smartass, he's like, and Merry Christmas too. I'm like, yeah, that's one of the holidays. What's your problem?
I pick one. Merry Christmas is the one I go with.
Okay.
You tell me Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And Merry Christmas right back at you.
See, that's what he did.
That's exactly
right.
I say
Merry Krampus and Season's Beatings.
I could go with that.
You can go. You approve of that, Santa? That's
Santa
okay.
Approved.
Right,
yeah.
Seasons of Beatings.
Seasons Beatings and I Merry Krampus.
Merry Krampus.
I don't care about Krampus.
Oh, I
but
love
that
Mason
other
Krampus.
Thing.
Yes. Oh.
Oh. Am I letting you know too much?
No. Because
that's the one who punishes all the naughty.
Does Trouble still have her Krampus from last year?
Yes.
But yeah, he still plays with it.
From one of our guests for a similar gave Nicole a Krampus doll.
Trouble for my cat.
For her cat, yeah. Yes. So after she sees this show, she'll probably get a Krampus for the snake. But Santa,
there you go.
So there's a big thing, because there's another guy, because you know everybody's like, tell you how to be a man these days. He said, real men don't say happy holidays, they say Merry Christmas. Are you down with that?
I would agree with that. I would agree with that, and I would also agree with the gentleman, do not shake hands sitting down.
Really?
If someone shakes hands with you, you stand up.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's an absolute.
Right.
Okay. Gentlemen, do not shake hands sitting down.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to shake your hand while you're sitting down. Santa, now.
Well, it won't happen. Give it a shot. Come over here and try.
Okay. Let's see what we can do. Okay. Nicole, that's a challenge. Challenge Sin. Now he's challenging me. Hold on. Yeah, now I almost yanked the headphones out.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Your ears will fall off, and then what will you be? Hi, Mark.
So nice to have you on the show, Sam.
Very nice to be here.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. See?
Okay.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done. Santa.
Yes.
You did it again. Another great holiday special, or Christmas special if you prefer. And
Christmas, yes.
Yes, Christmas. We have the spirit.
We could have a New Year's special. We could have a Hanukkah special. We could even have a Kwanzaa special if you wanted to. But Christmas special is what this is.
It's always so special.
Santa.
It's always so special when you hear Santa. Do you have anything you want to plug? Anything you got going on?
I have nothing to plug at all.
Right. You were just at the Upright Citizens Brigade.
I was. It was interesting.
Okay. And Sin?
You know what? Hang on a second.
Okay.
That is the first event that I ever did that the email that said this is what's going to happen asked me for my pronouns. First time ever.
And what are your pronouns, Santa?
I decided Santa.
Okay. And what's the Santa? Santa.
That's right.
Yes. Just say Santa. That's
just,
it.
Just say Santa. That's it. North I refer to myself pole. In third person.
My pronouns
Santa
are...
Santa has been here and there. What are yours?
No, I was going to say, my pronouns are Santa and Claus.
There you go.
Okay. Santa.
Claus. You... Claus. Santa. Claus.
I should have had some Fireball, because you guys are on a different wavelength than
I am. You're going to love that Fireball, don't you? That stuff is
Nicole, bad. We got Santa drunk.
It's all cinnamony.
Yes.
It is, isn't it? And it's not as spicy or burny as I thought it would be.
Exactly.
I took forever to try it.
I do not like shooting it like a full shot, because I feel like I'm just drinking mouthwash, but I like to just take little sips of it.
Right.
It's a terrible waste to shoot any liquor.
Right.
Especially.
Well, usually you shoot it because
liquor.
It tastes terrible.
Right.
Yeah, no,
right.
This is actually like.
Yeah, this is almost sipping whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
no,
quite,
for
not
me
almost.
It is.
Yes.
It's the only alcohol I can actually like sit there and
right.
sip and enjoy.
Right. Well, I do shots of mouthwash myself. But I guess we all
you
do.
You have to show ID at Target to buy mouthwash. Did you know that?
What's that?
You have to show ID to buy either NyQuil or mouthwash at Target.
Oh, really? Why
you know
is
what?
That?
Screw them. Because it's got alcohol in it. So I refuse to be part of the demise of common sense.
Okay.
Yeah, buy it somewhere else. Just who
you So if you don't have your ID, you got bad breath? Is that what happens?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or a cold.
Right.
Or both.
All right. Well, no mouthwash at Target. But I will tell you what we do. is we find out what Sin Twisted has got going on. What do you got going on? What do you got to promote? I know you pulled all that up.
I'm trying to like get everything like all like ready. So right. I'm glad that you started saying that. Right. this week for this next like week or so, finally nothing going on, which is delightful. But I will be working at Club Joy on December 30th, Saturday, as well as December 31st.
That's J-O-I?
J-O-I. So if you want to like check that out, the website is clubjoy.com, C-L-U-B-J-O-I.
And now is this the Foot Club or the Swingers
Club? This is the Swingers Club. Okay. And this is where I volunteer behind the bar. Mm-hmm. So I'm there every Saturday.
Well, Santa's putting it in his phone. Club Joy. Okay.
And then as far as January of next year goes, on Friday the 12th, I will be a foot model for Los Angeles Foot Night.
Santa?
And you can get tickets at footnight.com, and you will see that they have foot nights all over the United States. And so just find the Los Angeles one, and you'll be able to purchase tickets there, and you'll be able to meet myself as well as many other beautiful models. And
with beautiful feet.
With beautiful feet.
And if you like sticky foot, if you like jacked up feet, if you like whatever.
It depends. I've done a night there where I did full on stinky feet all night. I did really well.
Santa, what do you think about that?
I'm selling the socks. And
you're not into sticky feet. You like them nice. Okay.
Nice and clean and shiny.
No, what's the most you've gotten for your dirty socks?
Oh, I think I was just $100 for dirty socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Santa, fair price.
Depending on your taste, $100 is a fair price. $120 chump change for your deal, though.
Ooh, Santa, putting the moves on Nicole. My goodness. You start talking about threesomes and everybody's coming out.
And in January, I have a gig with Liquid Red Las Vegas.
Oh, Morgan, I just visited her.
On the 19th.
In Las Vegas?
In yes. Las Vegas. Where? I will be performing in Las Vegas on the 19th with Liquid Red Las Vegas. You could find them on Instagram, Liquid Red LV.
Absolutely. I went to see Depeche Mode in Las Vegas. Okay, I ran into Morgan at the concert. Megan. Did I say Morgan? I have cousins that are Megan and Morgan. So I saw Megan.
Let's tie the room together.
Yes.
Megan was the one who introduced me to Foot Night and took me to my very first Foot Night. Really? We were auditioning on a fetish gig, and we were yammering about different fetish things and events and performances we do. And she's like, "Do you ever go to Foot Night?" I'm like, "What?" And then she explained to me. I'm like, "How have I lived in LA this long, and I'm just now finding this out?" She's
Megan's the coolest.
Took me to the website, and I registered to be a model and sent them some pictures. And she's like, "All right, register, and then I'll take you to the next one." And then she took me to the next one, and I've been doing that for like 12 or 13 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Megan, I apologize. I have two cousins, Megan and Morgan, and there's so many. So, yeah.
And then she was out here for a few years, and then she moved to Vegas, and she's been out there for a while now, and now she's doing her promotions and gigs and everything like that. And
she's doing a lot of stuff.
Her line. And yeah, no, it's been great for her.
No, I went to see Depeche Mode in Las Vegas, and I saw her at the concert. And then I
saw them here in LA on Tuesday.
Yeah. And then she invited me to their anniversary party, and it was, as always, a blast.
Yeah, I did my Krampus performance for them last year in Vegas. I did my Krampus act.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Can you imagine? I think you would like the Krampus if Sin did the Krampus dance.
I believe I would, yes. I would make an exception for that, yes.
The term would be scare-roused.
Right.
Scare-roused.
And there's sintwisted.com.
Sintwisted.com, yes. And then also I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Sintwisted.
Yes.
And every Saturday in January, I will also be behind the bar at Club Joy. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, you might see Nicole Six there one night.
Yeah, no, Nicole, hit me up. Yeah.
I will. Let me talk to my partner.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Nicole?
Yes.
As we discussed briefly last week, this is the last Dark Mark show ever.
Yeah.
Because, not because you're leaving, but because I need to change direction.
And you were talking about that earlier, in the like about a month and a half ago, about maybe we should do something where it's just all authors. You're searching for a new direction, I understand.
Something consistent. I have so many varied interests.
Yeah.
And people aren't following it.
Yeah.
But Nicole, before I talk about that, you tell me your favorite memories of the show and
One of them would be the New Year's Eve one with Sin Twisted and Tommy Ray Brown. That was one of the best. Not New Year's Eve, 4th of July.
That's probably one of my favorite. I brag about that one a lot.
Right.
Her fucking voice.
She's amazing.
When she was just sitting there singing next to me, I was just like,
yeah.
Right.
Pretty much every show with Santa has been memorable. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, the Kitten Navidad one, all of them have been memorable.
Yeah.
The one with Zombie Dave and Jeffrey Dammit was quite good.
Right.
The one with James Balsamo was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The one with Joe Castro was great.
That was fun.
Yeah. Will that do? I can keep going.
No, I mean, that's the thing. You can keep going. So, tell everybody what you are going to be doing and how they can get a hold of you.
So I started a part-time job being a celebrity caterer, and that's eating a lot of my time. Like this week, I didn't
have... No pun intended.
This week I didn't have any work, but I am still going to volunteer at the cat shelter tomorrow. I was going to say the children's shelter, but
yes, yeah. To you they're the children.
They're so sweet. I love them.
Right. They're gonna smell the snake on you.
They might. So I just put out my first feature film. We're filming it as I speak. Like, we had casting. We've already shot a scene.
Which is called? Is there a title?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Okay. Don't talk about it.
They haven't, they're going to register with the Writers Guild, and they mm-hmm. haven't yet because they want to get the properly finished script. Like, I have to go have a couple more meetings with them. I'm just working on my writing, and I have a new short story coming out this month. So,
yeah. So people can sign up to read your short stories every month.
Yes, they can. So find me at Nicole H6 on Facebook or Nicole 6 Books on Instagram.
Okay. We will. Thank you for everything, Nicole.
Thank you.
It was 10 years since you were on the show.
I know.
And that was at
that is
Emery
also
Emery's
a
house.
Very memorable episode because Xavier was awesome.
Yes. Yeah. That would be Xavier Axelson,
yes.
who is an author. And he was in here last time he was here with Natalie Denise Spirrell.
That was a great show.
He talked about this used to be the stockroom. Pirate.com Studios used to be the stockroom for the stockroom. It used to be the warehouse for the stockroom,
oh, wow.
Which is an adult toy
BDSM
store.
BDSM, fetish, latex.
Yeah, yeah. So they would have the warehouse would be here. That's what this used to be, and now it's Pirate.com Studios.
Oh.
No, I was talking about stockroom.
Love me the stockroom. I have so much stuff from them, latex and living.
Oh, yeah.
But we were talking about earlier was this show was the very first podcast I ever did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I didn't know. I got to watch that show again. I guess
I have to watch that show again, too. But I remember being so absolutely nervous because I...
Hadn't you been on Sam Tripoli's show before?
That was... You were first.
Okay.
Yeah, I have been on a show, but that was like years later.
Okay.
And I have such a fear of speaking in public. So this has been so much easier for me because it's such a smaller group, an intimate
mm-hmm.
setting.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get a lot of anxiety before like speaking, knowing that this is going to be heard. And, for the longest time, I would just refuse any type of interviews or anything like that. I'm like, I don't want to sound stupid, or I don't want to say something, you know, just... And I remember you asking me, and I was like, you know, yeah, no, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to promote Devil's Playground, and I'm going to do this. And then I had so much fun, and it was so relaxed, and I was just like, what was I so fucking scared of? That
right.
was so dumb. Like, I spent so much time just being... so afraid of it, and I'm so glad I
and you've got
out of my comfort zone
right
and was able to do this. And I've been doing this regular with you
mm-hmm.
Throughout the years, and a few other friends of mine who are like mm-hmm. oh hey, or people I've you know worked alongside with who are like, oh yeah, let's have you on my pod. I'm like, sure, yeah, no, I know
you,
how to do it now, and I'm more comfortable with it. And yeah, but you were my first.
I'm glad it's the first at something. So Nicole, I think maybe we can make it official, and we've had a lot of great guests.
Amazing guests.
Orpheus Black last week was one mm-hmm. of ours. Also Vanya Renee was on, mm-hmm. and all the other people, Tommy Chong, and all these other people we've had on.
Yep.
Is Sin Twisted the best guest we've ever had?
She's definitely like the top 10.
Right.
Like, I mean,
that's a lot of pressure. I mean, you throw some big names there.
Right.
And I've also been here with so many other talented people.
Right.
I will say this, it's one of my favorite photos, the photo of me doing this while she's shooting sparks off her breasts.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite photos of all time.
Yeah, yes. While we're singing and then.
Yeah, it's so good. It's
right.
So good.
It's right.
So great.
Oh, the episode with the clowns when the producer didn't like clowns. That was.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah.
The Yeasty Boys.
The Yeasty Boys, yes. Yes, because we had our Jenny, our producer at Skid Row Studios, which I love Skid Row Studios. Shout out to Jeremy. She
and when we had Clownolin with that random guy who called us named Tyrone.
Right. We were at Skid Row Studios. Yeah, right. RIP. She's the patron saint of the show.
Yeah.
And we had a caller who was calling in for another show, and he didn't know what the hell was going on.
It was funny.
And she's like Tyrone, take me home. And we had two comedians. They're like, "What the hell? What's going on?" We were just all just cracking up. Oh, it was hilarious. But that was a great show. Nestor Rodriguez and Ian Salmon are friends who are comedians. But here we go. So we could talk about all the great moments for 10 years all day. But I mean, the thing is, this is so much fun, and I try to make them fun. And I'm glad I was able to put Sin in her comfort zone, which is. She's such a performer, so outrageous and so interesting and the most fascinating person in the world. I can't believe she has that anxiety. But I try to make this podcast different from other podcasts, and I think I did. And I think, I think my interview style, A, is very researched, and B, is very relaxed. I do a lot of prep, and then I just let the conversation go. And, I'm gonna miss doing this, but I'm gonna be doing something else and something a little more focused. I have so many interests that people can't follow from week to week. And when I stopped doing the show in 2015, I moved to New Orleans, came back to Las Vegas, and I did one show. We had Bobby Brown, the woman that was in the Cherry Pie video, the Warren Cherry Pie video, and Orpheus. And Orpheus set his life on fire and Nicole on fire.
That was a great episode.
Set his wife on fire. And she was having an orgasm while Bobby Brown's in a chair at Jeremy's house, Jeremy Hansen, who owns Skid Row Studios. And she's like, what kind of show is this? And then I did another show with Kitna TV Dodd and Santa Claus, the RIP of Kitna TV Dodd. And she couldn't have been you ever meet Kitna TV Dodd, Santa?
I did not.
She was amazing. She was amazing. What a wonderful, wonderful woman. And Santa was like after me. After the show, he's like, do you think she's really that wild? I'm like, I think she is. But people get wild on the show. And what's great about this show, more than the shows, and they're all on YouTube, most of them. There's a couple lost ones. You can go to our page and listen to them, and they're still going to be up. They're always going to be up. But what's great about this show, beyond that, is the friendships that I've made. I knew Sin from the clubs. I knew people from the clubs. We would say hi, we would, whatever, but this is where you really get to know them, really get to befriend people. And Nicole, I know that, I know you did last week, probably tomorrow you'll be doing karaoke with two people that are now two of your best friends.
Yeah.
Melody from Queen of the Staff.
Melody's out of town, but me and Kristen are seeing each other for karaoke tomorrow, actually.
And a great comedian, Kristen Lumberg, you've made so many friends.
Absolutely. I love doing this show because of all the people I met.
Right, and so have I. Like I said, the people that we've had on that have passed away, the moments that we had with them, and Clown Monroe is one of them, Stanton LaVey is another one, Kitna TV Dodd is another one, Liam Brunley, who's a comedian, Cleve Hall, who passed away, Jonathan David, Charlie Gonneau, it's sad that they're gone, but we had those moments on them, and they're there forever. I think Santa's choking up. So, what also has been a pleasure doing the show is to meet. I met, but to get to know Josie Kat, who hosted here for many years and was amazing. Hannah Bach, who hosted for many years, and Nicole Six, and these are three of my best friends and always will be, and that's because of the show. And beyond all the laughs, all the craziness, and all the hijinks on the show, that's what's really lasted. So if you're listening to us, if you're listening to this, and you've made it this far after an hour and a half of snakes, feet, Santa, and everything else. I want to thank you for laughing with us. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for watching. And stay tuned, because I have another chapter. I don't know what it is yet, but it's coming. So thank you very much.